Alison Fern's weekend breakfast show. Time now to find out about a sculpture trail which launches at the River Hill Himalayan Gardens in Sevenoaks this Wednesday. Caroline Wheaton can tell us more.
It's our first foray into the beautiful Garden of England, and we are at River Hill Himalayan Gardens from the 14th of May to the end of September.
So tell us a little bit about River Hill in case people aren't familiar with it.
So River Hill Himalayan Gardens are in Sevenoaks, and they have the most beautiful views over the Weald of Kent. And they have been restored in recent years, over the last decade or so. And it's great. If you go to their website, riverhillgardens.co.uk, you can find out all about the way they've restored the garden using some of the planting diagrams from, you know, Edwardian times. A great story there. So really beautiful, different pockets of different plantings. They've got a very rare rock garden with some ferns in it. They've got a beautiful walled garden, vegetable garden. I mean, I could go on. They've got loads of stuff to go and do and see there. So definitely one for everyone down in Kent, just for, you know, for a garden day out, let alone the sculpture.
And so how many sculptures are you going to be putting on show as part of this exhibition?
So precisely 68, and
wow,
there's a wonderful variety. Yes, it is a lot. Yeah, it's a lovely trail. It'll be just as it'll start as you go through the entrance and wend your way round a few of the garden areas that I just mentioned. And as I say, there'll be 68 completely varied sculptures. So varied in terms of both the material that the artists have used and the subject matter. So definitely something for everyone's taste there.
So what are the sculptures of then? Just give us an example of a few of them.
So, for example, my sculptures are generally based on the human form. So one of mine there will be a marble lady. We have Animalier, very sort of good animal sculptors or professional animal sculptors in the organisation. We'll have some abstract art in there. There'll be bronzes, there'll be ceramics. All manner of different sculptures for everyone to enjoy.
Now, with my practical hat on, I'm just thinking, how on earth do you go about logistically moving 68 sculptures into place? I mean, you're not sticking those in the boot of your car, are you?
It's a very good question. And I must confess, sculptors, out of all the artists that I ever meet, we are the most self-sufficient bunch and logistically capable bunch of artists, because we all our wonderful members are very professional and very experienced. And so we will all pitch up the day before we open with our various trolleys and trucks, etc. And we will put them up so that they are stable enough for the public to see and go round and enjoy. But, you know, we will each take responsibility for the boots of our car, shall we say.
Yeah. And I suppose when you're creating your sculpture, you have to take into account the weather as well and make sure that they can withstand whatever that throws your way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a really good question, because a lot of sculptors, you know, we think of sculptures indoor,
yeah,
and we think of big outdoor sculptures being, you know, just bronze or marble. But actually, that's one of the things our professional sculptors and you know, amateur sculptors that we have in the society, we're all rehearsed at. And that is making our sculptures weatherproof, so that they're great on a trail, but they're also great in your garden. So all the materials you see, if there's a ceramic, it's proper stoneware that will be weatherproof and will last in your garden. So all those kind of things are captured by our artists. As you say, as they design their work, we design those factors into it.
And how did you get into the world of sculpture?
Oh, what a great question. So I was a 2D artist. So I was a painter. And my wonderful mother-in-law bought me a course of a stone. I always wanted to stone carve. And she bought me an afternoon course where I stone carved in the gardens of the British Museum. And that was it. I was hooked.
Wow, that's
so,
a nice present.
That was my story. And,
isn't it?
Yes,
what a lovely mother-in-law you've got.
I do. I'm very, very lucky. And the amazing, I'll give a shout out to my tutor that day, who remains my tutor, Marcia Bennett-Mail, who, amazing stone carver in her own right. Just gave me the bug.